prayer about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for joining us today. This is the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. We invite you to look with us in the Word of God in the book of Psalms, Psalm 46, beginning at verse 1. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, even though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though its waters roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with its swelling. Selah. There is a river whose streams shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacle of the Most High. God is in the midst of her, she shall not be moved. God shall help her just at the break of dawn. The nations raged, the kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice, the earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us, the God of Jacob is our refuge. Selah. Come, behold the works of the Lord, who has made desolations in the earth. He makes wars cease to the end of the earth. He breaks the bow and cuts the spear in two. He burns the chariot in the fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Selah. Father, thank you, Lord, for the fact that you're on your throne, even in the midst as we see so many things going on in our nation, in our culture, in our world. But Father, you are King of kings and Lord of lords. You're El Shaddai, the God who is more than enough. You're sovereign over all circumstances, all peoples, all nations, all communities. Father, flood our nation with your healing grace. Flood our nation with your presence. Flood our nation with the spirit of revival. Stir your church, Lord. Help us to rise up to be the church you want us to be. Father, touch us, Lord. Father, by faith, we repent. We've sinned in so many ways as your people and as a nation, Father. Father, we repent. Forgive us, Lord, and heal our nation, heal our land. Help us to, again, to be the faithful ambassadors for you and in your kingdom that you want us to be with all that's going on, vessels through which you can remind the world and the people of the world that you are God and there is no other. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness, your mercy, and your grace. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thank you again for listening to the Hour of Intercession. We're always glad to have you listening and hope that you'll take it upon yourself to pray daily for the ministry of the American Family Association. We very much need your prayers, and we appreciate your prayers for this broadcast, the Hour of Intercession, as well. Our producer is Rick Robertson. He's going to share a word of prayer with us at this time as well.
Father, we are so thankful that you are very much in control, that you're not scratching your head or pulling your hair out. You're not wondering what's going on. You're very much in control. So we rest in you today. Help us, Father, to be good casters of cares upon you, that we would be a people who take all of our cares to you, whether they're cares that impact our family immediately or whether we look at a bigger picture of what's going on in the world. Help us not to be anxious about anything. Thank you for coming to us through your word and telling us that we don't have to be anxious, that we should cast our cares on you. We love you, Father. We pray for the listening family. We pray your blessings on them. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Rick. And thank you again for being a part of our listening family today. We continue to remind you that we really would encourage you to email us to get some of the prayer tools that we provide. One of our goals is to help you to become a much more effective and faithful prayer warrior. And so these are prayer tools that can help you to do just that. My email is jparker@afa.net. Again, that's jparker@afa.net. And we'd be glad to send a number of the prayer tools that we provide to you. And please keep in mind, as I just mentioned, we very much desire your prayers. We need to pray for each other. You know, the Word of God clearly calls us to do that. The church needs much prayer on an ongoing basis, and obviously we need to be praying for the church, that the Lord would help us to be the church he's called us to be, and that we would be faithfully about our Father's business. So I hope that you'll remember to pray every single day for your local church, but the Church of Jesus Christ all over the world as well. And we're grateful to have with us once again Evangelist Herdecine Gorey. She's the director of the ministry called Night Watch Ministries, and she's a faithful intercessor. She's an author, and she does a number of other things as well. Evangelist Herdecine, how are you today?
I'm well today, and thank you once again for inviting me back. And I just must say, you and Rick pray some beautiful, beautiful prayers, because this world needs to hear the prayers of peace.
Well, praise God, praise God. And we're grateful to have you on to come on to share about just some of the work God has called you to do and that you're doing, but also to share about specifically your calling to be an intercessor that the Lord has placed upon your life. If you'll take a moment now, further introduce yourself to our listeners, and also I want you to tell them about some of the books that you have written.
My name is Herdecine Gorey. I'm the overseer of Night Watch Ministry in Nellika, Mississippi, and we are a ministry of prayer and deliverance, and because there's such a need for prayer. Mm-hmm. And the books I have written that God wrote and gave me the revelation for is my Daily Adventures with God. And that book was written out of a 30-day journey when he was carrying me through healing by watching nature. And nature would be the revelation of who Jesus is. And he used that to heal me through that. And then the next book is Beyond the Clouds, Walking in the Supernatural. It's just going a little deeper into God's revelation. And the third one is Flip Flop. And that's if wherever there's a problem, there's a solution. And that book was written for children.
Okay, so Flip Flop is specifically a children's book then?
Well, that's the purpose was for children. I wrote it for my granddaughter. Mm-hmm. But then many adults have told me that they have really been blessed from it, because God used that as a revelation. If it's a problem there's always a solution. And we always need a solution, and our solution is Him. So He used that book once again so people could see how real He is in every situation.
Okay. Well, if someone is wanting to get a copy of either one of the books, again, the first one is My Daily Adventures with God, the second one, Beyond the Clouds, Walking in the Supernatural, and the third one, Flip Flop. If someone wants to get any one or all three of the books, how could they do that?
They can get in touch with me on my Facebook page, Herdecine Gorey, and the spelling of my first name is Herdecine. Gorey, Gorey, or they can write me at 203 Road 1203, Nellington, and the spelling of that is Netton, Mississippi, and the zip is 38858.
Okay, all right. Well, again, thank you for taking the time to be on with us today. And, you know, as we start, I want to share a passage from the Word of God, and whether it be this side or on the other side of the break, I want to ask your thoughts about it, as well as we're going to take time to pray for our nation and pray for some of the challenges that we're dealing with as a nation as well. But I'm reading from 2 Chronicles chapter 20, beginning at verse 1. It happened after this that the people of Moab with the people of Ammon and others with them besides the Ammonites came to battle against Jehoshaphat. Then some came and told Jehoshaphat, saying, "A great multitude is coming up against you from beyond the sea, from Syria, and there in Hazazon Tamar, which is in Gedi." And Jehoshaphat feared and set himself to seek the Lord, and proclaimed a fast throughout all Judah. So Judah gathered together to ask help from the Lord, and from all the cities of Judah they came to seek the Lord. Then Jehoshaphat stood in the assembly of Judah and Jerusalem in the house of the Lord before the new court, and said, "O Lord God of our fathers, are you not God in heaven? And do you not rule over all the kingdoms of the nations? And in your hand is there not power and might, so that no one is able to withstand you? Are you not our God, who drove out the inhabitants of this land before your people Israel, and gave it to the descendants of Abraham, your friend forever? And they dwelt in it, and have built you a sanctuary in it for your name, saying, If disaster comes upon us, sword, judgment, pestilence, or famine, we will stand before this temple and in your presence, for your name is in this temple, and cry out to you in our affliction, and you will hear and save. And now here are the people of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, whom you would not let Israel invade when they came out of the land of Egypt, but they turned from them and did not destroy them. Here they are, rewarding us by coming to throw us out of your possession, which you have given us to inherit. O our God, will you not judge them? For we have no power against this great multitude that is coming against us, nor do we know what to do, but our eyes are upon you. Now all Judah, with their little ones, their wives, and their children, stood before the Lord. Then the Spirit of the Lord came upon Jehaziel, the son of Zechariah, the son of Benaiah, the son of Jael, the son of Mattaniah, a Levite of the sons of Asaph, in the midst of the assembly. And he said, "Listen, all you of Judah, and you inhabitants of Jerusalem, and you King Jehoshaphat, thus says the Lord to you, do not be afraid nor dismayed because of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours but God's. Tomorrow go down against them. They will surely come up to the ascent of Ziz, and you will find them at the end of the brook before the wilderness of Jeruel. You will not need to fight in this battle. Position yourselves, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord who is with you, O Judah and Jerusalem. Do not fear or be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord is with you." And Jehoshaphat bowed his head with his face to the ground, and all Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem bowed before the Lord, worshiping the Lord. Then the Levites of the children of the Kohathites and the children of the Korahites stood up to praise the Lord God of Israel with voices loud and high. So they rose early in the morning and went out into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went out, Jehoshaphat stood and said, "Hear me, O Judah, and you inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God, and you shall be established. Believe his prophets, and you shall prosper." And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed those who should sing to the Lord and who should praise the beauty of holiness as they went out before the army and were saying, "Praise the Lord, for his mercy endures forever." Now when they began to sing and to praise, the Lord set ambushes against the people of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, who had come against Judah, and they were defeated. For the people of Ammon and Moab stood up against the inhabitants of Mount Seir to utterly kill and destroy them. And when they had made an end of the inhabitants of Seir, they helped to destroy one another. So when Judah came to a place overlooking the wilderness, they looked toward the multitude, and there were their dead bodies fallen on the earth. No one had escaped. When Jehoshaphat and his people came to take away their spoil, they found among them an abundance of valuables on the dead bodies and precious jewelry, which they stripped off for themselves, more than they could carry away, and they were 3 days gathering the spoil because there was so much. Verses 1 through 25, 2 Chronicles chapter 20. And again, Evangelist heard us saying that story, I think, powerfully paints a picture of a time of crisis for the nation of Judah, but at the same time, it shows a wise leader who looked to God. And so we're coming up on a break, and so I want to ask you to share some of your thoughts, and we're going to take some time to pray as well for our nation as well, because we too find ourselves at a crisis time in our nation today, but God is bigger than all the things we're facing, so we'll pick up on the other side. Our phone guest today is Evangelist Herdesine Gorey. She's the overseer of Night Watch Ministries. We'll be right back.
Forgive us.
music of Fred Hammond, If My People. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. Our phone guest today is Evangelist Herdiseen Gorey. She's the overseer of Night Watch Ministries. Evangelist Herdiseen, you know, that passage in 2 Chronicles chapter 20, a powerful story, but a wonderful illustration from God's Word of the wisdom behind a leader that will humble himself and point his nation to God in times of crisis, reminding them that God is the answer, and that's where we find our answers. But would you share thoughts and insights that come to your mind as it relates to that passage?
It's such confirmation. I just love the way God speaks. And that is one of my favorite passages. Mm-hmm. And whenever there's any trouble, I always go and I read that. When someone calls me and is so much fear or don't know which way to go, I always send them back to that passage. Mm-hmm. During that, when the coronavirus first broke out, when the news was constantly telling about how bad it was and how you need to stay in and you would get this and it was so dangerous and if you were a certain age, what would happen? And people were just absolutely running in fear. And fear, it was just like they were drinking it, like they were injected with it. Hmm. And whenever, I remember we were in service one Sunday, and I took them to that passage, and I said, I want you to look at this. Mm-hmm. There's nothing out of God's control. There's nothing that God doesn't have control over. He did not have a board meeting over what's going on now. And I look at it, and I'm thinking about how many times over the few months, the beginning of the year, the last of last year, when I was in prayer, he would constantly tell me, fear would drown faith. Hmm. Doubt will make you stumble. And he kept on, and I was looking at how I had written down so many times that he was talking about fear, not really knowing what was going to take place. But in that passage, when all you have to do when trouble comes is just smile, praise God, rejoice in the midst of whatever is going on, the enemy becomes confused and end up hurting himself, and the enemy will run. And so I would tell each person when they would call with just drowning in fear, look, God is fighting your battle. This battle is not yours. Go in prayer, read this scripture, rejoice, sing, turn on praise and worship music. And when you turn it on and praise God, then that spirit of fear that's gripping you leaves. And I'm telling you, I thank you so much for reading that, because in praise, in rejoicing, there's nothing but healing. And I even think about the times when I may get up in the morning, I'm feeling my best, and I start singing a song, and as soon as I start smiling, it's gone.
Praise
because God is so faithful. When we praise him, he listens, he hears our prayers, and he inhabits our praises.
That's
so
right.
So thank you for reading that.
Amen. Amen. I want to ask if you'll take a moment now specifically to pray for people that may be struggling with fear. It may be fear, obviously, because of the coronavirus, or fear concerning as they see all the things going on in our nation. We see people looting and rioting after the tragedy of this young man's death that's in the news. And it's such a need for people to really keep our faith and trust in God, no matter what we see going on in our nation or in our world. Would you pray for those people that may be struggling with fear right now?
And Lord Jesus, I just want to thank you once again for receiving our praise.
Yes, Lord.
Because where praise is, the enemy has to flee. And Lord, I'm thinking about David when he laid down in the midst of 5,000, and he said to you, Lord, break their jaw and shatter their teeth. And Lord, this is what I'm asking you right now. The enemy is coming in like a flood, Father. Break his jawbone and scatter his teeth, Lord, so he will have no say in what you're doing. And Lord, he's coming in like a flood. Lord, lift up your standard, Lord. Call forth your people, Lord Jesus. Let them see your glory so they will know no weapon formed against them will prosper. Father, you are in charge of everything. And Father, we're just praising your holy and precious name, because when we praise you, Lord Jesus, the enemy has to stand back and just look, and we have victory. Look over the church leaders. Look over the people that's running in fear, Lord Jesus. Let them feel your breath. Pull them closer and closer and closer to your chest so they can hear your heartbeat of peace and assurance. The assurance is that you are able and you have never left us. You will never forsake us. You are with us in the storm. And the only thing you say, peace, be still, because you are with us. And I thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you so much. Father, I do thank you. Thank you for the fact that your word clearly lets us know greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. And we thank you for your sovereignty over all of our lives. And Father, we rebuke the spirit of fear and the ways he would try to bring it against and into the lives of so many people. And we bind that spirit in the name of Jesus, Lord. Stir us, Lord, to really look to you and know that, Lord, you can be trusted. No matter what's going on, you're bigger than that problem, that challenge, that difficulty, that storm that may be in that person's life, in their family, in their community, and in our nation. And Father, Lord, stir us to rise up and be the praying people you want us to be. Help us to be reminded, Lord, that your Holy Spirit always knows what to do, and he has the power to do it. But time and time again, Lord, you're looking to your people to pray, and through prayer, your work gets done. Help us to know, Lord, that we should never see our prayers as being insignificant or without the ability to accomplish your will, because there are great things that are done every day as your people simply pray as you have commanded us to pray. Thank you, Lord. Anoint the church afresh with the spirit of prayer, worship, praise, and thanksgiving. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, you know, Evangelist Herdersine, I think of this too as it relates to that story. Jehoshaphat is an outstandingly wise leader in this regard, in that, like, you know, there are all kinds of things he could have done. He could have called all sorts of committee meetings and said, we need to make a treaty with another nation to come help us. But the first thing he did was he humbled himself and went to God. And he pointed the whole nation to look to God as well. That's tremendous wisdom on the part of a leader. Any thoughts that come to mind that you want to share about that?
What we have to realize is we're not fighting against flesh and blood that you can take a missile or a gun and then it's over with.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever spirit is covering this country, whatever spirit was covering during that time, he had wisdom. And when I see about Jehoshaphat, this is the thing I see with him and what's so amazing. He listened to the mouthpiece of God. He listened to the prophet and what the prophet told him that God had said to do. And he listened and he obeyed. And that's what each one of us need to do. We know the word. We have the word. The word speaks. The word is active. All we have to do is seek it out and obey. And when we obey it, the enemy is defeated. The enemy has to go someplace else, because the enemy is in the spiritual realm, and the enemy hates to hear the praises of Jesus Christ. The enemy wants us to run in fear. The enemy wanted Jehoshaphat to run in fear, but he chose to listen to the prophet of what God was saying. He fasted, he prayed, he worshiped. And this is what each one of us need to do. Fast, pray, obey, worship, and the change start breaking. Just like with what's going on now. We need to fast. We need to pray. We need to praise, because add an insult on top of an insult, does not solve any problem, because the enemy has a lot more words than I can even think of. And so, praising God, what he did, like I told you, thank you for the confirmation, because it destroys strongholds.
That's right. That's right. You know, it's in 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1, it says, therefore I exhort, first of all, that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings and all who are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and reverence. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God and God our Savior, who desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time. Again, verses 1 through 6, 1 Timothy chapter 2. And that passage clearly tells us to pray for all men, for those who are in kings, for those who are in authority. There's such a need for us as the church to diligently pray for leadership, because it can be difficult. It can be hard to be a faithful leader, and leaders need the prayers of their followers. So we need to be praying for the president, the vice president, the members of Congress, for our governors, our mayors. And, you know, Evangelist Herdesine, it's sad that there's so many people putting a lot of time and energy into complaining and talking bad about leaders. If we spent that time praying for them, a lot of good could be done.
And one of the easiest things, thank you for bringing that up also, one of the easiest things to do is to find faults. We can find faults in the place we look. They found fault with Jesus, our perfect Savior. And it's too much time wasted, as you said, too much time wasted, even from the pulpit, even down to the pews, talking about what is going on rather than going on our knees, closing our mouth with a fast, start praising God, because it's our responsibility. When we are called as servants of God, it's our responsibility to seek at the heart of God, lead his people to the throne, lead his people to solution. And the solution lies within the Word of God and lies within Jesus Christ. All we have to do is take an example. He cleaned out the temple because it was defiled. We have to clean out the things in our lives. If it's complaining and looking at the worst about our leaders, we will find the worst. But if we would take that energy and turn it towards God and say, God, pull them to the narrow path. Pull them to your will. Encamp your angels about them. Father, cover them with wisdom. Give them the wisdom of Solomon. Then the things that would take place in this world, it would be beyond our imagination.
That's good. That's good. And, you know, I think of, too, in relation to that passage in 2 Chronicles chapter 20, it's specifically mentioned in verse 13. It made this statement. It says, now all Judah, with their little ones, their wives, and their children, stood before the Lord. From the youngest child to the oldest adult, basically Judah had invited the whole nation, not just the leaders and not just the men, the women, and the children, come on, humble yourself before God and seek his face. And, you know, there are just so many truths that come from this even this one verse. You know, the fact is, God wants his people to pray. But, you know, sometimes, especially, it's so wise to have children praying, too, because, you know, I think of this. You know, sometimes adults, when they hear children pray, they think, isn't that cute? Isn't that sweet? But, you know, God will hear the prayers of a child sometimes quicker than he'll hear some adults. Because many times a child has a purity of faith and trust in God. And again, God hears the faith of that child, and he'll hear it just as quick as he'll hear an adult many times. So we don't need to discount and think it's sweet but not significant. A child's prayer can help change the world.
Exactly. Exactly. I know, I think it's I believe it's my great-nephew, either with my grandson. No, it was my granddaughter when she was praying. And she said, and God, you take care of yourself. And so the prayer of a child, because she was concerned about how God felt.
That's right. That's right. Well, we'll pick up on the other side of the break. Our phone guest today is Evangelist Hurtasyn Gorey, the overseer of Night Watch Ministries. We'll be right back. Of Mandisa, God speaking. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. Our phone guest today is Evangelist Hurtasyn Gorey. She's the overseer of Night Watch Ministries. Evangelist Hurtasyn, in this last segment, share with our listeners once again, if they'd like to get a copy of any one of your three books, again, the first one, My Daily Adventures with God, the second title, Beyond the Clouds, Walking in the Supernatural, and the third title, Flip Flop. If they're wanting to get any or all of these books, how can they do that?
They can get in contact with me on my Facebook page, Hurtasyn Gorey, or my address is 203 Road 1203, Nellenton, Netleton, Mississippi, and the zip is 38858.
Okay. All right. And, you know, earlier I read, near the beginning of the program, I read Psalm 46. I want to take a moment to read it again in it because it speaks powerfully to what we see going on in our culture. And so it's a good passage and I would challenge every listener, take time to read and meditate on this passage because it powerfully speaks to where God, of course, God is this way all the time. He's on his throne. He's not worried. He's not troubled. He's on his throne, and we need to be mindful of that. Psalm 46, beginning at verse 1. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, even though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though its waters roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with its swelling, Selah. There's a river whose streams shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacle of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her just at the break of dawn. The nations raged. The kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice. The earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge, Selah. Come, behold the works of the Lord, who has made desolations in the earth. He makes war cease to the end of the earth. He breaks the bow and cuts the spear in two. He burns the chariot in the fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Selah. Would you share just some of your thoughts that come to mind as you listen to the power and the wisdom of Psalm 46?
I love that scripture also, that book. You know, I believe it was maybe the last of March. No, I believe it was April.
Mm-hmm.
And I was in prayer, and when I began to pray, and then the Holy Spirit wakes me up at 3 o'clock in the morning to pray, I always asked him, I greet him, "Good morning, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Who do you want me to pray for today?" And most times he would give me a name, but this time he said, "Stop feeding fear." Mm-hmm. And I kind of jumped. And I didn't have my journal with me because it was 3 o'clock in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
But when I got up, I started thinking, feed and fear.
Mm-hmm.
And I started praying again, and I was recording at that time, feed and fear. And then he showed me, stop feed and fear. I was looking at the news with everything that was going on with the coronavirus.
Mm-hmm.
I was looking on Facebook, everything someone was saying about coronavirus. It's doing this. This is how many people have died. And then if you notice to where the enemy has stolen the peace and injecting people with fear,
mm-hmm.
when the news come on Channel 9, then on the top of the news is Corona News.
Mm-hmm.
And so stop feeding fear. At
mm-hmm.
that moment, that day, I stopped looking at the news. I stopped looking at anything on Facebook. I stopped looking at anything that had to do with anything that would feed fear because
mm-hmm.
it was taking my peace.
Mm-hmm.
So the last week when we were doing the four watches of the night,
mm-hmm.
and my watch was a third watch, which is called the witching hour.
Mm-hmm.
That time is from 12 until 3.
Mm-hmm.
And I was in prayer, and the Holy Spirit said, drown yourself in the river.
Mm-hmm.
Drown yourself in the river. And then he said, when you drown yourself in the river, you will come up with my anointing.
Mm-hmm.
So that Psalm 46 says about the river.
Mm-hmm.
The river is God's anointing. The river is God's peace. The
mm-hmm.
river is what we seek.
Mm-hmm.
When the enemy is coming in like a flood, the river of peace will be out of standard.
Hmm. Well, praise God. That's good. That's good. You know, I think of this, and that makes so many powerful points. You know, the Holy Spirit, as you just said, is a river. But one of the beauties is if you drown in the river, the Holy Spirit, it just gives you more life. It doesn't kill you. It gives you more life. And the Holy Spirit is also a fire, but the fire of the Holy Spirit doesn't burn you up. It empowers you. It edifies you, and it stirs you to become a more fruitful vessel. So the Holy Spirit is the kind of fire that you want to get set on fire with. So praise the Lord. And he's the river you want to drown in every day. Praise God. Praise God. Well, would you pray specifically for leaders in the church, for the leaders in the church to keep, for us to keep our eyes and our focus on God, and to be wise enough to point people to the Word of God and not fear. You know, leaders in the church can go in the wrong directions as well, and what both they focus on and what they preach and teach on, but we need to keep our eyes on God and keep pointing people to God and His Word as well. Would you pray for our leaders?
And Lord Jesus, you are a God of peace. And you give us peace beyond understanding. And in your word, you already know that fear means punishment. And Father, I'm asking you right now to touch each person you have called to lead your people, Lord Jesus. Pull them to you, Lord Jesus, so they can teach your way. So they can teach that river that flows to amazing place, so they can teach that you are beyond any fear, so they can teach, Lord, the revelation of who you are, the revelation that you are on the throne and you are not troubled over what's going on now. You just want us to trust you.
Yes, Lord.
And let peace flow like a river. Let each leader, Father, teach love, teach peace, teach assurance. Nothing to stir your people up to hate someone else, but to stir up your people to hate the ruler of darkness, to hate Satan, and to pray against anything he's doing. Yes. Look over your leaders to lead your people to fasting and praying and stand on their knees, Father. Lead your leaders, Father, that will break strongholds that's over this country, over families, over everything that we're struggling with. Teach your leaders, Lord, to trust you, Lord Jesus. And, Lord, I thank you. And, Lord, I'm one of your leaders. Teach me, Lord.
Yes,
to do what's best that you would desire for me. My desire is your desire. And, Lord, I thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Evangelist Herdesine. Our time is almost at an end, but I want to take specific time. Would you pray specifically for families and for children in particular? You know that families are, in so many instances, because of the shut-in orders, are together a lot more than they would be normally. And, of course, this is not a time to be dreaded. It's a time to actually draw closer to the Lord and to each other and to enjoy each other as well. But on the other hand, you see, sadly, you find that domestic violence is up and suicide is up. Well, the devil has tried to take advantage of this to bring people into depression and to difficulty and to mess up relationships. So pray for families and specifically for children, would you please?
Lord Jesus, you set a child on your knee, that childlike spirit. And Lord, look over your children.
Yes, Lord.
Look over the families that's struggling. Look over the families that's struggling emotionally, Lord. And Father, let your river run through each home, Lord Jesus, to wash out every form of fear, depression, whatever it may be, Lord Jesus. You know the will for each mother, each father, and each family. And, Lord, I'm asking you right now, have your way. Cover each household with your precious blood, Lord. Cover each child, Lord, that none will be hurt, that they will know this is a wonderful time to be alive. In the history of your wonders, Lord Jesus, Father, let your glory overflood each household so they would see you rather than the plans of the enemy.
Yes.
And, Father, this is my prayer in your holy name, Lord Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Again, we just have just a few minutes left. What final words of encouragement or grace or strength do you feel like you'd like to share with the listeners today?
This is what I would like to share. A lot of people are looking at this time as being awful, but this time is a biblical proportion.
Mm-hmm.
We have never lived in a time like this, in quarantine, with the Pentecost coming during this time.
Mm-hmm.
Embrace what God is doing because it's wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
His glory wants to flood each one of us. Pull into what the Holy Spirit is doing because this is a wonderful time to come to Christ and to tell somebody this is a wonderful time to be alive. Do not fear because the enemy cannot have his way.
Amen. Amen. And, you know, of course, a part of your ministry involves you do journaling on a regular basis.
Yes.
Of your three books, which book would maybe be most helpful or encouraging to listeners to grow in the understanding of how to do prayer journaling? Which of the three books would help the most in that regard?
My Daily Adventures.
Okay.
Because with that one, God led me through the revelation of his healing hands.
Mm-hmm.
And in everything around us, he speaks. Even if it's a leaf falling off a tree, he speaks because that leaf will be our worries that just falls off when we trust him.
Mm-hmm. And would you encourage every believer to prayer journal?
Well, I really would because he tells us things that we will forget if we don't put it down because on April the 4th of 2019. He gave me a vivid dream, and I was looking for face masks, and all of them were sold out.
Mm-hmm.
I went into the store and was looking for fruits and vegetables, and the shelves were empty.
Hmm.
And that was a whole year ago, mm-hmm. April the 4th. And he shows us something. I had no idea what it meant. I just wrote it down.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I read it last week, I said, Lord, thank you for showing me in advance, because he speaks, and sometimes he's not going to repeat it a second time.
Mm-hmm.
He speaks, and he wants us to draw into it, put it down,
mm-hmm.
because his word.
Mm-hmm.
And when he speaks, it's for a reason.
That's
and
right.
And you can go back years from now and see where God has spoken and that prophecy was fulfilled.
Amen. Amen. Well, thank you so much, Evangelist Hurtasine, once again for being with us today. As always, it's a blessing to have you on. And keep up the great work, okay?
Thank you so much.
All right. And thank you for being a part of our listening family. Please pray for Evangelist Hurtasine, a faithful intercessor and servant of the Lord, and pray for Night Watch Ministries. Thanks for listening. Join us again next time for the Hour of Intercession.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.